Dreamscape presents When Captain Flint Was Still a Good Man by Nick Dybeck. Read by Nick Dressel. When Captain Flint Was Still a Good Man. By his own account, he must have lived his life among some of the wickedest men that God ever allowed upon the sea. Robert Louis Stevenson, Treasure Island. How sour sweet music is when time is broke and no proportion kept. William Shakespeare, Richard II. When my sister was a baby, my mother would lift her from the high chair and sing, "Shake, shake, shake, shake out the devil." We lived at 213 Sea Chase Lane, Loyalty Island, Washington. The living room was lit by brass fixtures that hung from the ceiling on four lengths of chain, low enough that, if I stretched, I could swing them with the tips of my fingers. Those evenings, my mother turned the dimmers up and held my sister to the window facing Green Harbor, as if to press her through the glass. Years have passed, but I can still hear the melody. I can still see my mother holding M stiffly, swaying at the waist. Beyond their half-reflected faces, I can still see the darkness broken by the soft lights in other windows, and by the lights on the trawlers below, swaying as if they too heard music. One evening I asked my mother, "Did you sing that same song to me?" "No, Cal." She fit M in her swing. I followed her into the kitchen. "Why not?" This was the spring of 1987. My mother had come back from California that winter with hair dyed the color of hot iron.